This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Argentina's upper house rejected a landmark bill that would have more broadly legalized abortion, dealing a setback to proponents of more liberal laws governing a procedure across the region. Michelle Bachelet, a prominent women's rights advocate and the first woman to serve as Chile's president, was chosen to become the new UN human rights chief. Lead pastor and the entire board of elders resigned from Willow Creek Community Church outside of Chicago, one of the nation's most influential evangelical congregations, saying that they'd made a mistake by failing to believe the women who accused Reverend Bill Hybels, the church's founding pastor, of sexual harassment. Just days after Google, Facebook, and Apple purged videos and podcasts from their right-wing conspiracy site InfoWars, the app has become one of the hottest in the country, becoming the number one overall trending app on the Google Play Store. Among news apps, InfoWars was number 3 on Apple and number 5 on Google. Above all mainstream news organizations, the app stood at 66 overall on Google, excluding game apps. While on Apple, it reached number 49, above popular apps like LinkedIn, Google Docs, and eBay. Paul Manafort didn't declare more than $16 million in income to the U.S. Treasury over a five-year span, an IRS revenue agent testified. Over the past 15 months, at least 40,000 people said they were interested in attending anti-Trump rallies hosted by a group that Facebook banned last week, including a sing-along in front of the White House and a protest in Rome when the president was meeting with the Pope last year, according to archive pages. As a federal judge heard arguments seeking to halt the deportations of several Central American women requesting asylum, he learned that a woman and her daughter at the center of the case had been ushered from a Texas shelter, driven to an airport, and put on a plane to El Salvador. The judge ordered the government to bring the two back immediately and threatened to hold federal officials from Attorney General Sessions on down in contempt. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.